Another key to gas prices in the North Woods is something impacting gas refineries. This happens each year as refineries get shut down for maintenance, resulting in less gasoline being produced. But with a large hurricane hitting the Carolinas, it might be easier to assume that a major weather event will result in higher gas prices. Not so fast, a senior petroleum analyst for the website GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan. He says hurricanes roaring onto land in the Gulf Coast states create refinery problems, but not this time with an Atlantic hurricane.
Everything is a little bit different this time around. Hurricane Florence is not putting at risk any refinery capacity. Of course, that's what happened during Hurricane Harvey, and eventually led to the shutdown of about a third of the nation's refining capacity. But with Florence, we're not talking about any shutdowns at all. So thankfully, supply is undisrupted, and that is why gas prices are not going to be impacted by Florence.
DeHaan says the impact of a Gulf of Mexico hurricane is immediately felt at the pump, especially if the storm hits the Texas and Louisiana coast.
It's really the Texas-Louisiana coast that is worrisome from a gas price perspective. Those areas are very sensitive. So too is the New York City area, Philadelphia. There's some refineries that way. So it all depends. Gas prices react when a refinery is at risk. You're talking about a fundamental shift in supply at that point.
DeHaan says gas prices will eventually fall due to lower autumn demand and a switch to cheaper winter gasoline, which begins this weekend. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.